So let's drill down a bit more on the Ellisons here. It's a hostile takeover bid, right? Because they'd already accepted the Netflix offer. So tell us a little bit more about them, who their and what their motivation was.
Yeah, they've made offer after offer after offer this year. Larry Ellison is the co-founder of Oracle. He is one of a handful of the wealthiest people walking the planet at the moment. His son David was the head of Skydance Media, still is, but with his father's financing was able to take over Paramount. Let's, you know, think about what Paramount is. That's CBS, that's Paramount Pictures, that's Paramount Plus Streaming. They wanted to combine that with the Warner Brothers Discovery assets, that is Warner Brothers Studios, HBO, all the Warner Brothers films intellectual property catalog going back, but also all of their cable channels, notably CNN, which they wanted to merge in some ways with the newsroom of CBS News, Discovery, TBS, TNT, and a whole bunch of others. The Ellisons' playing card is that they're close to President Trump, and Trump has made clear that he intends to have a say in a lot of corporate goings-on, but particularly in this deal. He's taken a strong interest because of CNN. The Ellisons have say, look, Larry Ellison has been a major backer of the president. David Ellison has struck up an alliance as well. Privately, they're saying, we'll be able to get through antitrust concerns a heck of a lot quicker than the folks over at Netflix. Either deal would involve an extraordinary consolidation of assets.
And interestingly, President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, was to be one of the investors in Paramount's bid, but he backed out yesterday.
Yeah, he did. You know, one of the interesting elements of this is it appears to have been an anticipation of this announcement by Warner Brothers rejecting it. But Kushner's involvement, the son-in-law of the sitting president who said he's going to play a role in all this, that really seemed to be a complicating factor for a lot of people trying to evaluate the bid on its own merits. He also only had a couple of $100 million invested in this $108 billion deal. Wasn't a major financial backer in there.